Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Folks, how you doing? This is Donnie fucking Cash, and you're listening to the White Trash Revival, episode 39. We opened up this show with Earl Maggart. He is from the Pint of Happiness record label. You know, that's Elvis Proctor's label, my good friend. Independent as you can get. And that song was Give Thanks to the Bottle. And I can give thanks to the bottle a lot. And I can also give a big middle finger and a fuck you to the bottle with some of them ugly gals I've banged in my life. Not to mention, a lot of them fat girls be giving the bottle a lot of thanks. Because if it wasn't for that bottle, a lot of them skanks wouldn't be getting that pie. tape. All right, we got you a good show lined up here. I got an interview with Pete Yorko from Pete Yorko and his one-man band. Real good guy, great musician. You will like him. I guarantee it. And, fuck, I don't know. How about we just mosey on into this first set? Sound good to you? Sounds mighty fine to me.
Pull my knapsack over my face. How I wish there was a better place. But just back to seat as I claim to be. Just another day, just another night on the road. Sleeping in the car once again. Pulling to a rest stop about 2 a.m. Just running from the law over in Charleston. Just another day, just another night on day, just another night on the road. Sleeping in the car once again. Sleeping in the car once again. Sleeping in the car once again.
Right, but I think my son is just going through a phase. I have no idea where he would have gotten a hold of German pornography.
Love for your guitar.
Oh, I ain't never been in love before.
Men with money, hey, I'd be poor. I've traveled most of my time alone. It must have been a choice of mine. Don't know what I thought I'd find, but all I've done is run away. I may be young, I may be scared, criticized and compared. Put my pride on the line. But my heart's as good as any. It's real steady. It needs to be broken in. It wasn't very long ago that Mom told me fierce and boldly, love can turn your heart to gold. Call me naive, call me blind, but I tear my heart a thousand times and never have it worn at all. And when I'm old, God willing I'll be, I hope love will find me and leave me hungry for more. When I'm torn to pieces, I'll think of loving faces and know the world's not always cold as stone. No, it wasn't very long ago that I was told love was gold and I'd be empty to doubt it. Before, but I have faith in this guitar to keep my heart from dying. And it takes me away, away from all my sorrow, in the hope that someday my heart won't be forgotten. Sharing something just for two is something I would like to do before I leave this life. But before I go searching for it hiding in another, I got to learn to find it in myself.
Whether a state of war between China and Russia still exists is not important any longer. Our fellow countrymen are dying. The very foundations of civilization are beginning to crumble under the dread assault of that horror long feared, germ warfare.
We'll put the bottle on the bar. Pour whiskey in the glass. Fill a glass again, my friend. So now I'm ready to believe. For a while I will pretend that she wants care for me. So put the bottle on the bar. Pour me whiskey in a big old. someday I will have true love at last. She will be so good to me. No more love that's faded in the past. Put the bottle on the bar. Pour whiskey in that glass. Take my memories from me. No more love that's faded in the past. No more love faded in the past.
All right, sinners and winners. If you're a sinner, you're already a winner. Yes, sirree. All right, we start off this set with the new Old Calvary with Car Sleep. And believe me, I know all about car sleeping as much as me and the little lady fight, and I'm out of the house and sleeping in my car. And you know what? I finally found the reason why my wife has been holding out on me. I was looking for batteries today in the nightstand, and I found a Silver Bullet vibrator. That's why she don't need none of this sweet cock. She's been getting herself off that vibrator. Well, you know what? I, too, got off with the vibrator tonight. I held that Silver Bullet on my cock and put on some good old-fashioned French porn, and I didn't even have to stroke. I just held it there. And boy, did it vibrate like crazy, and I just had a field day. And speaking of vibrating, you know, one time as a kid, my family had this vibrating chair in the family room. And every now and then I'd get real horny, and I'd turn that vibrating chair on and put a paper towel down and lay my cock on it, and it'd vibrate me to pure heavenly bliss. That was a young boy's dream right there. Yes, sir. All right. Sorry for losing track here. Coming in second was Shayna Sands from Shayna Sands and the Quicksands. And that's a song called Love Song that she sent me. And she's a real good gal. And I told her I'd play her stuff. And there it is, Shayna. And ending the set was Tweed Shade and the Sugar Daddies with The Bottle. You can never hear too many songs about the bottle, because that's what country music's all about. Exactly. All right, I'm going to play one more song, then we'll come back with the Pete Yorko interview. And this song is going to be called Ghost of a Honky Tonk Slave, and it's by Howard Vokes, and it's off his album, Tears at the Grand Ole Opry. You know, there's a lot of tears at the Grand Ole Opry. Because Hank ain't reinstated. So there should be nothing but piss and shit on the stairs now, them motherfuckers. Fuck all of them. ReinstateHank.org. Get there and sign a petition, bitches.
Thank you. paper all to her by telling those honky tonk lies.
All right, folks, with me on the phone, I have Pete Yorko. How you doing, Pete?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. You want to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, Pete? Let them know what you're about, where you're from, and all that good stuff?
All right. Well, I'm originally from just outside of Cleveland, Ohio. That's where I grew up. I lived in Rhode Island for a little while, and now I'm down here in Baltimore, Maryland. I do a one-man band project, and bass drum, snare drum, electric guitar, singing, and then some other stuff on the recording, so.
All right, Pete, so what made you move down to Maryland?
Well, we were looking to get out of Rhode Island, me and my wife, and we were moving down here mainly for her work. She's an artist, and just started a jewelry line that's been going strong. It's called Martha Rotten. I put it out with that. And be a little bit closer to family and stuff.
Okay. You know who Little Lisa Dixie is? I think she's from around there somewhere.
Who is that?
Little Lisa Dixie.
I've heard the name. I haven't heard it, though.
Okay. So how long have you been playing music?
I've been doing music probably about... All my life, you know, for the most part. I mean, I was able to kind of play drums kind of with toy drums when I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old and play music and everything. But for about 13, 14 years is when I've been really playing instruments and started to play in bands and everything.
So what all bands have you played in before you became solo?
Aside from a few local bands in high school back in Cleveland, I played with drums for Lords of the Highway, who's out of Cleveland, and I played with them for 3-4 years, and then I started doing the one-man band as a side thing when I was playing with them. Then I moved out to Rhode Island and played with Sasquatch and the Sickabillies, drums for them for a while, and besides that, and then after that, I was playing drums also for Psychocharger out in New York City, and all the while doing the one man band, and now I'm just doing the one man band.
So, what made you decide to do the one man band route?
Well, when I was playing with the Lords, it was a side thing. I mean, I was played by myself, and aside from bands, I always played solo or acoustic or something like that. And then, since I was a drummer already and, you know, played guitar, at the time when I thought of it, I hadn't realized how many one-man bands were around, and it was kind of when the boom was starting to happen of one-man bands, like six years ago or something like that, where there started to be a lot of them around, and I hadn't realized how many were around, you know, in modern times besides random ones here and there. And so I started doing it just kind of out of my own idea, and just tried it out and just kept going with it.
Yeah, there is quite a bit of one-man bands out there, and I mean, some of them are absolute fucking garbage, and then some of them are great, and I think you're one of the great ones out there.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, you can either look at it as a positive or a negative that you're limited to what you can do, and it doesn't always work out for everyone, but for me, I just try to do as much as possible and, you know, make it as diverse as possible to keep it interesting when you're only watching one person.
Who's some of your favorite one-man bands?
I really like Bob Log 3 and Al Fowl from out in Arizona and Bloodshot Bill from Canada. Those guys I like a lot.
What about the legendary late Hassel Atkins.
Oh, of course he's a great one, and he does some cool stuff, and you know, it's unfortunate a lot of one man bands, you know, try to or get compared to, you know, automatically get compared to him or something, but you know, for me personally, you know, when I started to do it, I hadn't, you know, listened to him that much, and I wasn't going the trash route. And, but, you know, I don't necessarily think of it as a one-man band aspect. For me, it's just me, and I happen to do it all myself.
Right. Well, how about we play a song from your CD? You want to tell the people what your CD is called?
The CD is called The Bigger Picture. It came out in late 2007, and it's a mixture of doing things one-man band style, and then other people playing on some recordings with me, acoustic or electric, you know, banjo, upright bass, and some other stuff. And mainly a song about just what I was, mainly, you know, the whole album was just about what I was going through at the times of doing some traveling and being on the road and kind of the quest for satisfaction in life.
What song would you like to start off with here, Pete?
Oh, boy. I would have to say that, you know, one of my favorites is The Birth of the Mind.
I think that's my favorite also. All right, let's go ahead and do that, and we'll be right back. My wings. right, Pete, tell me how you came up with that song.
That was actually, it's kind of, well, the line, the birth of the mind is the death of the senses, is a quote from a book called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, and it's a book by Dan Millman, and it was like, it was one of those things where, it was a line where I was reading, and it just jumped out at you, and it's, you know, so much I already think just, you know, smack dab into the perfect words and smack me in the face, and so it's a song built around that, just of, you know, keeping your mind from, you know, or from keeping you from being in the moment and, you know, in the now, and being in touch with yourself and nature and what's really going on around you.
Yeah, I played that song probably 3 episodes back, maybe, and I really, really loved it. And in fact, I believe I got it on my MySpace page.
Nice.
What genre, if you had to, would you consider your music?
Well, I would say like a folk punk and country and blues, which is folk anyway.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a mix. I mean, in my head, or to me, or where it's coming from is you know, 30s and 40s country and blues and stuff, and people like Lead Belly and Robert Johnson and Woody Guthrie, and then mixed with just the hard edge of things that I like and the punk music and the rock stuff.
So, growing up, who would you say your inspirations were music-wise?
Well, I mean, I got into, you know, current music at a really young age, and, you know, at 5 years old or something, four or 5 years old, I knew what was going on, and even in some of the alternative world and everything from some of my siblings, and, you know, I liked some of the college bands of the times, you know, of like the B-52s and different stuff like that, and I, you know, as I got older and I started, you know, going my own way with, you know, figuring my own music outside of the pop world, you know, I was just getting into the, you know, 90s punk and all that, and, but, you know, I like a mixture of a big amount of music, and when I was, I'd say when I was about 15 is when I started, you know, and through high school is when I started getting into the rockabilly stuff, which opened me up to where that really comes from of, you know, all the country and everything, you know, before that time.
Yeah, I love rockabilly and psychobilly, and I like a lot of stuff myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's the music scene down in Maryland?
Maryland is, it's interesting. It's, you know, I've been here for about 3 years, and I'd only played here once on tour, and so I didn't know too much about it, but I knew other musicians say they have a hard time here, and, it was slow going for me to get things going here, especially since I hadn't really played here before by myself, and, it took a while, but, you know, it's very spotty whether you get people out or not. You know, you get a ton of people who say how they, you know, how they like you and they want to come back out and see you, and then you don't see them for a long time, you know, but, you know, it's a big hip-hop town, and then, you know, live music-wise, it's a lot of the artsy stuff, it seems to be, like, and, like, the noise stuff, and, you know, the warehouse shows and art space shows and everything, but I like to play in a lot of those things. I don't play a lot of, like, the roots shows or whatever, and when it comes to, like, a rockabilly scene or anything here to kind of scoot in with and play some of those things, you know, there's not too much of it, and, you know, there's not a ton of people into it. The people that are into it are cool, and there's some good bands, but, you know, so I play a lot of random things, but that makes it way more fun for me to play, you know, ran to different places with different types of bands all the time. So it's going well. I enjoy it, and it's a very artist-friendly city.
So how often do you get to play shows?
Well, since I'm by myself and I make the decision, I go in spurts and I play. Sometimes I play a lot, and I play a few times a month or something, and sometimes it'll be months that go by without playing, and it all depends on what I feel like doing or how busy I am, because I have a regular day job, and I work with my wife's business for her art and everything, and it's great stuff, and so it's kind of like whatever I feel like doing, and recently I haven't been playing as much because I've been doing other stuff, but been keeping busy, keeping real happy, and then when I play out, it's a ton of fun.
All right, Pete, how about we get another song from your CD?
All right. Well, the other one I like a lot is Tell Me It's a Dream.
Okay. All right, let's do it, and we'll come back for the last part of the interview. Here we go. Pete, tell me about that song, how that came about.
That is a song with no real story behind it. It's just straight on, you know, the music that I like. And I used to write a lot about dreams and stuff for some reason, even though I never remember my dreams. But dream states and everything are real interesting to me. And so it's kind of about having a scary dream or, you know, nightmare or something like that, and the way it shakes you.
Right. So I understand you're working on a new CD.
Yeah. I've been slowly moving on it the past few months and everything, and it's gonna be a good mix again of kind of lighter stuff and then the harder stuff and and some banjo and stuff mixed in, and it's kind of going to be themed around just, besides some story songs, fictional story songs, it's mostly, you know, what I've been going through the past few years of life changes and everything, just as usual, just as I always write, just about my life.
Do you have a title for the CD?
I come up with a new title about every week for the last 3 years since I put out the other CD. So there's a lot of choices, and for some reason I always have a ton of fun trying to think of the name for an album. So so right now it is undecided.
What about a release date, Pete?
Oh, release date. I'm thinking it's going to be done probably by June, early summer, if not before. It's I'm probably going to finish it up in the next month or so, so probably about another month after that. So yeah, I'd say June, July of this year.
All right. Now, what if people want to buy the CD that we're playing the songs off of today? Where could they go to pick up a CD at?
They could go just to www.peteyorko.com, Y-O-R-K-O, and got links there to buy CDs, and there's an old demo CD, and some other merch and stuff, and then you can download it at the MySpace site, linked up to that, too.
What do you foresee in 2010?
2010 is going to be a year of playing. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing travel wise for shows. I mean, mostly I play in like the Northeast and the East Coast, Midwest sometimes if I'm visiting the family in Ohio or something like that. But it's going to be a lot of for people that come out to see me. It's going to be coming out to see me at some weird places. I'm going to be playing some interesting stuff, interesting events and everything. It's not going to be a regular old bar show, bar crowd, you know, rock venue all the time. So it could be some interesting stuff coming up. So if people keep their eye out, they can go check out some cool events.
Yeah, let me know if you next time you come to Ohio, maybe I can call a couple places or get in touch with some of them. I know a couple places down here around, like, central Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just let me know, and maybe I can get a hold of somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd definitely like to see you.
Cool.
I am a Pete Yorko fan.
That's awesome to hear.
All right, well, so the CD will be out later this year, right?
Yep, 2 months.
Okay, and got a couple little shows you want to play this way. Anything else you'd like to let the folks know about Pete Yorko?
Can't think of too much else, but I'm going to be, for those who pay attention to my, you know, recordings and my music and everything, I'm going to start putting out new music more often than I ever have before, so I'll always keep an eye out.
Okay. Well, what song would you like to end the interview with?
Oh, boy. Well, do the lead song off the CD called Homeward Bound.
Okay. And how'd that song come about?
That's a song while being on the road touring with a band, between that and doing some personal traveling I was doing for a couple, three, four months of nonstop moving around the country. So it's just about being on the road and then, you know, liking to get back home and all the experiences you go through.
Okay, well, we'll do it. And thank you for being on my show, Pete.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Hey! soaking in America's fair lands. With my old guitar by my side, taking my life into my own hands. From the California beaches to the hills of Appalachia, from the southwestern deserts to the old New England towns, I've been here and there and everywhere. The polluted and the precious stairs, and there's nothing like the feeling of being homeward bound. Oh, my home's in Ohio. The cities, the waters, and the farmlands. Oh, I miss my narrow family and my friends. But one day I'll be back. Everybody needs
job, Spicoli.
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, a cool buzz, and I'm fine.
in my head.
Well, goddamn, neighbor. That was Reed Wilson and his so-called friends with Crazy Thang. Here's your next set, motherfucker. Enjoy!
Whiskey took my darling. Whiskey took my darling away from me. Away from me. Didn't see no harm in. At first I didn't see no. Just a few dreams. Now he stays out late. I don't know where. And when he gets home, he's not really there. Not really there. Remember when we met? I can't remember when we met. Each touch was so sweet. So that smooth brown glow makes my life flow in a way I cannot do alone. Says I need that brown, it won't let me down. Says I need that brown glow around. Gonna love him still. I know I'm gonna love him still for as long as I can.
You ain't got none of it.
Those words mean so much to a man who scrubs garbage cans. Look, if you don't want me in your army, kick me out, but get off my back.
Generation.
shit. Yeah, that's just what they'll get. And they say bullshit. It's striking. Let's on it, on it, on. Still works no content to play along. Same old rotate with the trains of lead a different line.
right, motherfuckers. Starting off this set was Gail Lynn and the Hired Hands with Brown Glow. And following them was Crooked Hook with Don't Think, Just Swallow. Now in high school, that was my motherfucking motto. Bitch, don't think, just swallow. You know, when you're sucking a nice fat Peter and the gentleman's ready to expel his load, pretend like it's Jaeger. Don't think, just swallow. That's what I do when I'm doing a shot of Jaeger or a shot of Papaw. I don't think. I just fucking swallow. Yes, I do. And ending this set was Lamb Handler with Old Country Music Saved the Day. You know, if your day's going bad, throw a little Ernest Tubb or a little Hank, and your day will be saved. Yes, Lord, it will be saved, uh-huh. And, all right, let's see where we're at here. It's time for the 30-second fuck you. So, here's where it's at. I was on MySpace the other day, and I was searching for my show, put in White Trash Revival, and it pulls up a fucking band. And I'm like, what the fuck? So, there's a band called White Trash Revival, and they've been a member since 12/16/2008. I've been a member since 2006. So, White Trash Revival, the band, fuck you. They're from Oklahoma, Seminole, Oklahoma, and I listen to their shit, and they fucking suck. So I want to know this. Did you boys steal my name? And if you did, fuck you. So I say, fuck you, Nathan Palmer, and fuck you, Kyle King. You two boys can suck my cock. You name-stealing motherfuckers. Change your goddamn name. I'm the White Trash Revival, bitches. So, alright, let's get in this last set, and show's over. Plain and simple. The show is fucking over.
Don't do it all. Of your voice right now, I can't be responsible for my actions. So this would be a very good time for you to shut up!
It took all the strength I had just to get my ass up out of bed. My head is beating like a drum while I played the night before. Stick my finger down my throat, drink some coffee, grab my coat, and head on out the door to see what's waiting there for me. And head on out the door to see what's waiting. Instead, I'm afraid to turn the lights on and realize they're gone. But the strum and thump and beating in my heart continues on. Now I start to look inside me and I'll think of how I'll be. But I get to the point where I'm no longer in me. For an end you slip through my hands and go your own damn way. So I'm down to find a 3 and 12 like I did yesterday. So with all the strength I had just to get my ass up out of bed. My head is beating like a drum and I played the night before. Sick of me. Grab my coat and head on out the door to see what's waiting there for me. And head on out the door to see what's waiting there for me.
Hellions, sinners, and kind-hearted motherfuckers. We started off this set with the Revival Preachers, which is fronted by a fella by the name of Jay Burnt out of Rhode Island. And that song was called Women and Whiskey. Two of my favorite things other than money and PBR and pornography. And following them was Bob Ehr and the Bare Bones with Zombified. You know, we need to get another good zombie flick. Ain't been none out in a while except for that one over the summer. What the fuck was it called? Who cares? And ending the set was a little Kilmaine Saints with Farewell Self-Esteem.
Ah, and that a good Irish band. Give me a shot of Jameson and a bottle of Killians.
Okay. Anyway, that's going to be it for my show, I believe. I got some things planned coming up in the future. I don't want to blow my load right yet and let you know, because I don't know if... it's all about the timing right now. And besides, I like surprising you. You know, I like you, you know, treat you like, you know, a lady when I'm getting ready to fuck them. They don't know the size of my cock, so until I pull it out, it's a surprise, right? So that's how I like to do things. And, yeah, we'll have something good in the following weeks to come. Any of you all want to get in contact with me, you can email me any of your complaints, requests, all that bullshit at don@section86.com, or hit me up on my personal email address since y'all are my friends. And that's Donnie, D-O-N-N-I-E, fcash@yahoo.com. Or find me on MySpace. I'm always on there about every day. So we'll end the show with another Jay Burnt group called the Brimstone Assembly. And this song right here is called 6 Feet Under. It's inevitable. It's where we're all going to be sooner or later. So, I'll holler at y'all in the next episode. Motherfuckers!
So I guess you'll just walk away. since been.